والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم.
Those who disbelieved in Allah's signs and in meeting Him, it is they who have despaired of my mercy. It is they for whom a painful chastisement lies ahead. It is they who have despaired of my mercy. This means that obdurate unbelievers will have no portion of God's mercy. In fact, they have no reason to entertain any such expectation. The fact is that the unbelievers deny the hereafter. They do not even recognize that a day will come when they will have to stand before God's judgment. This clearly means that to start with, they do not even look forward to God's forgiveness.
فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
The people of Abraham, peace be upon him, had no other answer than to say, "Kill him or burn him." But Allah delivered him from the fire. There are many signs in this for those who believe.
وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَّوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين.
He said, "You have taken up idols instead of Allah as a bond of love among yourselves in the present life. But on the day of resurrection, you will disown and curse one another. Your refuge shall be the fire, and none will come to your aid." He said, "You have taken up idols instead of Allah as a bond of love among yourselves in the present life."
The nucleus of their collective life was devotion to idols rather than to God. Even devotion to such idols can provide a workable basis for bringing about the cohesion of a people in their worldly life. For people tend to gather around both true and false beliefs. Furthermore, any kind of cohesion and unity, even if it is founded on false propositions, can serve as a means to foster and sustain friendships, family ties, and vocational bonds, and also provide a basis for religious, social, cultural, economic, and political fellowships.
فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Then did Lot believe him, and Abraham said, "I am emigrating unto my Lord. He is all-powerful, all-wise."
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And we bestowed upon him offspring like Isaac and Jacob, peace be upon them, and bestowed prophethood and the book on his descendants, and granted him his reward in this world. He will certainly be among the righteous in the hereafter.
وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
We sent Lot, and he said to his people, "You commit the abomination that none in the world ever committed before you."
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اُتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ
What? Do you go to men to satisfy your lust, engage in highway robbery, and commit evil deeds in your gatherings? Then they had no answer to offer other than to say, Bring Allah's chastisement upon us if you are truthful. Lot, peace be upon him, said, My Lord, aid me against these mischievous people.